so I'm going to get going with getting the vegetables grilling.
The look and smell are as great as the sound. Red, yellow, and green peppers sauteing with freshly chopped onion.
So that'll take about 10 minutes. And then I can move on to something else.
Chef Devin Billiter is also operations manager for the Dish Cafe, open now 2 years and located in Daniels, West Virginia, in Raleigh County. It's a farm-to-table restaurant, cooking up their own recipes using local produce and proteins as much as possible.
I'm going to get started on the sauce for the chili, and a little bit later we'll finish cooking off the beef and season it up and let that simmer down until about 5 o'clock today.
The Italian sausages come from Sherwood Family Farm in Greenbrier County, smoked trout from Gary Redden in Shady Spring, strawberries from a Fayette County grower, honey and free-range eggs are from Iris Farm, another local producer, and grass-fed beef from Swift Level Farm in Lewisburg. Today, as he prepares for his Taco Tuesday, Billiter is featuring certified Angus beef from a Charleston producer.
It's a lot of fun, not only to build the recipes when you have a passion for food and create the items, but when you know what the result is going to be, that's where the pride comes in.
The result is a healthier and delicious dining out option, and the restaurant is based on a lifestyle lived by all three couples who own it.
You know, it was funny because a lot of people said, oh, you know, people around here don't like frou-frou food. You know, they want everything fried. They, you know, they're not going to respond well.
Michelle Rodolini is one of the owners.
So we always kind of talked about, you know, we should have a restaurant. You know, we should really show people how great food can be, that you don't have to add things to it to make it taste good. You don't have to add sugar. You can make food taste good by using herbs and spices and things like that, cooking with quinoa instead of flour and agave nectar instead of refined white sugar.
Some of the regular menu items include the falafel salad, Hawaiian flatbread, the roasted porchetta sandwich, and their signature 10-ounce ribeye.
I love their trout. I had it today, and they have it about once a week, so it's excellent. It's a almond-crusted fillet of trout. It's really, really good.
I like the avocado brownie and the black bean burger, the grass-fed burger, like she said, the grass-fed beef, and their salads are awesome.
We like to support any restaurant that supports our local economy and our local farmers, and we like to eat the healthier produce.
The chicken tastes excellent.
The dressings are to die
for. Oh, the blue cheese. I love blue cheese, and that's the best dressing of blue cheese I've had. My wife doesn't even eat it, and she's...
Yeah, it's good. It's good, and I don't like blue cheese usually.
Wow, that's a testimony, isn't it?
Among farm-to-table restaurants, Rodolini says the Dish Cafe stands out.
Although there are farm-to-table restaurants, there are no restaurants that are doing production like we're doing. You know, we are a 135-seat restaurant, and we're putting out food that the same way that a chain does. So as quickly and with the variety that, say, an Applebee's or an Outback does.
Serving up this yummy and healthier fare is much more expensive for a farm-to-table effort compared to a chain restaurant. Organic ingredients are more expensive, and cooking from scratch means more hired labor in the kitchen. Billiter points out consistency and volume of the local ingredients are other factors.
The growers know their seasons. They grow as much as they can because they know when the farmers' markets are going to be. Whereas with the restaurants, we have to have quantities, and it obviously would be an estimated quantity based on our guess of what our volume of business is going to be. And moving forward from there, then we have to get to the growers to say, this is how many pounds of green peppers I'm going to need by the week through this quarter, or this is how many Idaho potatoes I'm going to need. It's that challenge there, as well as having an aggregator in between to help get the product from the farms to us, because we can't always get to the farms to get it. And on the flip side, the farmers can't always have somebody getting out to us because they have to be maintaining the farms.
So this coordination with local farmers and the refinement of the product delivery system is still a work in progress and a financial commitment.
We've stayed committed to keeping our prices lower or equal to what our competitors are while we're still using ingredients that cost 2 times to sometimes 5 times more than what our local competitors are using. And the success of our restaurant is going to be continued on on the amount of volume that we have.
And that's going well. The Dish Cafe is currently rated the number one area restaurant on TripAdvisor. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Suzanne Higgins in Daniels.